Greetings from Camp Courageous. This is Charlie Becker, the director of Camp Courageous, giving you this week's update for the week of October 12th, 2024. For new listeners, Camp Courageous is a year-round recreational, respite, and travel program for individuals with disabilities. It is run without government support, without formal sponsorship, and without anyone being paid to raise money for the camp. What this means is everything that is donated, whether it be time, materials, or money, goes directly to benefit the campers. Camp Courageous is celebrating its 50th year of serving campers this year, growing from 211 campers over the summer of 1974 to nearly 10,000 campers in a year-round program today. It's grown from 40 acres to 400 acres, from 5 buildings to 35 buildings, and from a staff of 12 to a staff of nearly 100. Camp Courageous stands as a wonderful tribute to the goodness of many. This past week has been a great week for the campers out of camp. The fall time is the time in which our older campers come back to Camp Courageous. Campers like Charlie Cummins, who was here about a week ago. Charlie's been coming every year for the past 50 years. This past week, we've had a lot of pumpkin carving going on at Camp Courageous, a fun activity for campers of all ages. This year, camp was fortunate to receive pumpkins donated from Glenn and Barb Tobiasen family, as well as our good friends, Mr. and Mrs. Barr from the Barr's Pumpkin Farm. The Barr's family has been donating pumpkins to camp for the last several years. Campers all love carving pumpkins, so a big thank you to the Barts and the Tobiasens for providing those to the camp. Our travel campers have enjoyed a great time at the Wisconsin Dells, where one of the highlights was the old duck tour, where you get into the amphibious vehicle and take a fun ride out on the water. Lots of great times up at Wisconsin Dells. Another group of campers on our travel program had a fishing expedition, which was also a great time. Camp Courageous is always looking for additional program staff. Camp going throughout the year, we're always looking for great people who want to enjoy everything that comes with being a part of Camp Courageous. We had the big drawing for the 57 Chevy last Sunday at the Hot Rods and Harleys car show in Hopkinton. Huge, huge turnout, and a congratulations to Richard Toll. Richard Toll is from Bloomington, Wisconsin, and Richard is the grandfather of former counselor Dana Toll, and he frequently visits Camp Courageous. He enjoys coming down for the breakfasts and just a wonderful person. So a big thank you to Richard. Congratulations, and thank you to all those people that bought tickets, and a huge thank you to Ralph and Ennis Kramer from Independence who donated the car. A big thank you to Dr. Jeannie Collins from Norwich Dental in Cedar Rapids, who does the Smiles for Life every year. They raise a lot of money by whitening people's teeth. Half of it goes to Camp Courageous, and half of it goes to another charity. It's a wonderful fundraiser, and a big thank you. Throughout the month of October, our friends at Donutland in Cedar Rapids will be doing a roundup for the camp. Great supporters of the camp, so head off to the Donutland in Cedar Rapids for a roundup for Camp Courageous in October. We got Hot Dog Days coming up Saturday, October 12th from 11 to 2 at the Tyson's in Monticello, where you can buy a hot dog, chips, and water for $3. Tyson's have been great supporters of Camp Courageous for decades. Cookie's Barbecue Wagon will be coming to Monticello. Our good friend Speed Herrick, also known as the Sauceman, brings the wagon back to Monticello at the Fairway Stores on October 16th, 17th, and 18th. You'll be able to get racks of ribs, pulled pork sandwiches, and mac and cheese, a tub of barbecue beans. And once again, it will be in the Fairway parking lot in Monticello on Wednesday from 4 to 6, Thursday from 11 to 6, and Friday from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Come see us there at the Monticello Fairway. Camp Courageous will be having its annual accessible haunted trail on October 17th. That's on Thursday. The public is invited to come out from 7:30 to 9 p.m. and have a great time. The zip line will be going. The golf will be going. Everything will be going out here at Camp Courageous. So come on out for a fun time. Last Saturday, we had our friends from the Manchester Garage Sale out, all the volunteers to camp, to tour the camp and have a nice little meal with us. We can't thank them enough. Camp's number one fundraiser is the Manchester Garage Sale. And here's a couple of the customers talking about the Manchester Garage Sale.
Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
What is it?
I'm Sandy Swanson from Manchester. I've been coming to the garage sale for years. To me, it means a place where you can give things new life. You've got volunteers that are cheerful and happy, doing an awful lot of work to give to the camp, and they give back to the community. I just think we're so lucky to have this here in Manchester. It's one of those things that not every town can have, and it brings people to town. A couple weeks this summer, I couldn't be here. I really miss not being here to shop.
Open Monday through Saturday, 9 to 4. Open on Wednesdays till 6, till noon on Saturdays. Visit them today. Camp Courageous Manchester Garage Sale.
We also want to thank our friends Becky and family for allowing Camp Courageous to be a part of Oktoberfest last weekend. Had a great time. All the tips and proceeds from that come to Camp Courageous. So a big thank you to those folks. We'll start announcing next week where our fruitcake locations are done. Our fruitcakes are done. So if you want to pick one up here at Camp Courageous, you can do that. Otherwise, we'll be making announcements on the locations next week. Our need of the week is toilet bowl cleaner. So anyone, when you're going out shopping, if you could pick some toilet bowl cleaner up for Camp Courageous, we'd sincerely appreciate it. Also, you can see it on our needs list at campcourageous.org. We had some dear friends pass away this past week. Kurt Manette was down for his visitation and services here the past couple days. Kurt was 70 years old, lived in Johnston, but was originally from Brooklyn. A great fan of Camp Courageous, and his memorials come to Camp Courageous. Also, Lorraine Bofelli, 93, of Manchester, passed away, a great Manchester Garage Sale volunteer. And we lost another wonderful Manchester Garage Sale worker, Don Melody. And our sympathy goes out to Don's wife, Carolyn, family, and friends. Camp Courageous hopes you have a safe and a wonderful weekend. Stay safe and make it a plan to come visit Camp Courageous. We are sincerely grateful to you for listening. Thank you.